I will now hand over to Alison.
There seemed to be quite a lot of bad news this week. Residents on Highland Road in Norwich have been angry about a house used by Norwich City Council for emergency housing. Meanwhile, in Thorpe St Andrew, locals are upset by a plan to transform a park into a festival hotspot. It's reported that the region's Mental Health Trust is still not meeting the needs of mental health patients. And we have details of the latest scams to watch out for in Norfolk. Phil will launch this series of bad news stories.
Neighbours living on a city road have described a property used as emergency housing by the council as a halfway house from hell. They say that a series of tenants causing antisocial problems have been placed in the home in Highland Road off Coleman Road. Folk living on the street are at the end of their tether after a fire broke out at the terraced house last week, forcing neighbours to evacuate their homes. A man has been arrested on suspicion of arson following the blaze. Now those on the road are calling for Norwich City Council to introduce more stringent checks on any potential occupants to avoid further incidents happening in the future. Jack Greenwood moved into the house next door to where the fire happened in September 2022 with his wife and two children and said all tenants have caused issues in the past. The 31-year-old said, "Everyone who's been in that house has caused issues. When we first moved in, there were drug users next door and then another group who would fight outside in the street and on people's cars. There's been inappropriate language used around our children and it made us feel very unsafe. Basically, everyone who has been in there has caused a problem. It's a halfway house from hell. We moved away from London to get away from crime, but it seems to have followed us. The whole street would like more vetting done from the council for the people who move into the house as we just keep waiting for more incidents to happen." Jackie Hollings, who lives a couple of doors down from the house, added, "I wouldn't ever want someone to be homeless, but it doesn't feel safe here after what's happened."
Controversial plans to transform a park on the outskirts of the city into a festival hotspot have been met with criticism by locals who've branded the scheme intrusive. Thorpe St Andrew Town Council is seeking to host large events with live music, fun fairs and fireworks late into the evening at Fitzmaurice Park. But neighbours say they didn't sign up to live near an amusement park, with some lodging official objections with the Broadland Council, which will decide whether to grant permission. While the park is currently used for smaller scale events, such as car boot sales and fetes, the Town Council hopes to host some 7,500 people at a time until 11 p.m. on any day of the week. Fitzmaurice Park in Thorpe St Andrew is managed by the Town Council, which is seeking a permanent licence to host public events throughout the year. Such events would include plays, films, live music and dance displays, as well as permission to serve alcohol.
The region's troubled Mental Health Trust is still not meeting the needs of its patients, according to a damning new report. This comes after coroners in Norfolk and Suffolk issued 3 prevention of future death notices this year alone, citing a lack of mental health beds as the cause of unnecessary deaths. Previously branded the worst mental health trust in the country, the long-standing struggles of the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, NSFT, are well publicised. Now a fresh report from the Campaign to Save Mental Health Services in Norfolk and Suffolk has found that it continues to fall short. A shortage of mental health beds in the region, poor communication between the trust, patients and family members, with carers feeling excluded. Over-reliance on voluntary organisations to plug gaps in care. Unsafe discharge from services with a lack of appropriate aftercare. Patients with urgent referrals waiting several weeks for care. Mark Harrison, the campaign's chairman, said the report's findings highlighted a desperate need for the new government to better fund mental health services and make the sector a priority for its ministers.
Here is a roundup of the scams people in Norfolk should be aware of this week. A household support fund. Norfolk's Trading Standards Branch has shared a warning about a new scam relating to the Department for Work and Pensions Household Support Fund. Somebody reported receiving a text message claiming that they were eligible to receive £900. They were told that to claim the money they had to click a link, pay a pound and type in their bank details. This was a fraudulent offer. Texts about UK government living expenses. People are reporting receiving text messages that claim the UK government is sending out money to help pay winter bills. Some examples include a message which says that due to the cancellation of heating subsidies this winter, the UK government has decided to provide subsidies in the form of living expenses. Another said that the UK government will begin distributing living expenses to help you through the winter, and receiving this information proves that you are eligible to apply. The text state that this is a limited time offer and gives a short deadline for the recipient to update their information by following a link. This is not a genuine offer and is a scam designed to steal people's personal and financial information. Call out for NHS dental patients. Last week, a fake website and Facebook page was set up claiming to be for a new dental practice in Helsdon, taking on NHS patients. Some people who tried to sign up were asked to pay a £20 refundable deposit to secure their place. The NHS website states that dentists should not charge you a deposit before any assessment of your treatment needs has been carried out. Trading Standards could not find a genuine business link to this offer, and the Facebook page has since been edited to say that the practice is located in Lincoln. So what do I do if I think someone is trying to scam me? If you believe someone has tried to scam you with a fake telephone call, email or text, you can call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133. That's 0808 223 1133. You can forward suspicious emails to the National Cyber Security Centre by forwarding them to report@phishing.gov.uk. And phishing is P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison and Alison Applin. Tim Peters and Jane Pratt are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, one more set of news, and two more features.